नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य मार्च् मासस्य पञ्चविंशे दिनाङ्के कृदन्तवर्गस्य द्वितीयं पाठम् आरभामहे. अद्य वयं ल्युट् प्रत्ययस्य रूपाणि, तेषां प्रयोगाणां च अभ्यासं कुर्मः. आदौ मङ्गलश्लोकः. योऽन्तः प्रविश्य ममवाचमिमां प्रसुप्तां सञ्जीवयत्यखिल शक्तिधरस्वधाम्ना अन्यांश्च हस्तचरणश्रवणत्वगादीन् प्राणान्नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यम्. गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे. न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो. आदौ गतवर्गे अधीतस्य भागस्य किञ्चित् पुनरावर्तनं कुर्मः. पदं संस्कृते सर्वाणि पदानि विभक्तुं शक्यानि. पदे भागद्वयं भवति, प्रकृतिः तथा प्रत्ययः इति. पदं द्विविधमेव संस्कृते. एकं तिङन्तम् अथवा क्रियापदम्, अपरं सुबन्तम् अथवा नामपदम् इत्युच्यते. तत्र तिङन्ते प्रकृतिः धातुः, प्रत्ययः तिङ्, अत एव तिङ् अन्तम् इति तस्य नाम. एवमेव सुबन्ते प्रकृतिः प्रातिपदिकम्, प्रत्ययः सुप्, सुप् अन्तम् सुबन्तम्. So there are only two kinds of words in Sanskrita. So they are either tingantas. So all words are either tingantas or subantas. So in every tinganta you can break it to find a root part called the dhatu, and there is a pratyaya part which is called the ting. Similarly in subanta there is a root portion called the pratipadikam and a pratyaya portion called the sup. Okay. अतः तिङन्तं सुबन्तम् इति पदद्वयं. धातुः भवति, प्रातिपदिकं भवति, एतौ प्रकृती. धातोः तिङ् प्रत्ययस्य योजनेन तिङन्तं भवति. एवं प्रातिपदिकात् सुप्रत्ययस्य योजनेन सुबन्तं भवति इति दृष्टम्. बट् दीस् आर् नाट् इण्डिपेण्डेण्ट् स्ट्रीम्स्, परस्परं परिवर्तनं भवति. यथा धातुना पुनः धातुः भवति, सुबन्ताद् धातुः भवति इत्यादि दृष्टम्. अस्माकम् इष्टं परिवर्तनं तु धातोः प्रातिपदिकस्य निर्माणम्. यदा धातोः कृत् इति प्रत्ययः योज्यते तदा धातुः प्रातिपदिकं भवति. So this is a simplistic diagram. We saw the detailed thing where there are other conversions like a dhatu getting converted to dhatu or subanta getting to dhatu, subanta getting to pratipadika, etc. But the main conversion that we are interested in is a dhatu being converted to a pratipadika by the addition of pratyayas known as krit pratyayas. Ete krit pratyayaha atyantam mukhyaha. यतोहि प्रायेण सर्वाणि प्रातिपदिकानि, बहूनि प्रातिपदिकानि धातोरेव निष्पन्नानि. सो अ मेजारिटी आफ् द प्रातिपदिकस् इन् संस्कृत आर् डिरैव्ड् फ्रम् धातूस् यूसिङ्ग् दीस् कृत् प्रत्ययस्. सो दट् इस् वै द स्टडि आफ् कृदन्तस् इस् वेरि इम्पार्टेण्ट्. सो कृदन्ताः एतदपि दृष्टं, धातुः भवति, धातोः कृत् इति प्रत्ययाः योज्यन्ते तदा कृदन्तं भवति. किन्तु एतत् प्रातिपदिकम् एव. सो यु केनाट् यूस् कृदन्तस् एज़् इट् ईस्. ओके, कृदन्तस् आर् नाट् रेडी टु बि यूस्ड् येट्. एतेभ्यः कृदन्तेभ्यः सुप् प्रत्ययस्य योजनेन यदा सुबन्तं भवति तदेव उपयोक्तुं शक्यते. So once you have the kridanta form, so you still have to convert it to a subanta and then use it. So all kridantas end up being subantas or namapadas. Sarvanyapi kridantani subanta rupenaiva prayoge drishyante. So when you are using them, they are as subantas. Okay. So kridantaha krit namakim krit iti pratyayaha. So it is a name given to a set of suffixes. Kati pratyayaha santi prayaha shatottaram chatvarimshat pratyayaha. So it's just an approximate. The exact number is not required to be known. It does not matter. Santi tavantaha iti jnatavyam. So not all are general pratyayas. Some of them are general. That is, they can be added to all dhatus. So you find them very frequently. Some of them are very specific. They are added only to particular dhatus in particular meanings. So they are rare. Ataha kechana samanyaha pratyayaha, kechana visheshaha pratyayaha bhavanti. Kutra bhavanti dhatoho parataha. Sarve krit pratyayaha dhatoho yojyante. Ataha dhatuhu krit pratyayaha ityeva kramaha. Kimartham krit pratyayaha yojyante. Vishishtasya arthasya bodhanartham, to convey a specific meaning. Krit pratyayahi bahuvidhaha arthaha bodhyante. Karta, the doer or the agent of an action. Karma, object. Karanam, the instrument. Kriyam eva bodhayanti. Kalaha, the tense. Paunahpunyam, so repetition of an action. Vidhi, the injunction to do something. Evam bahuvidhaha vishishtaha arthaha krit pratyayahi bodhyante. Tasya tasya pratyayasya adhyayane tasya pratyayasya kaha arthaha ityapi jnatavyah. Ete kidrisham shabdam janayanti pratipadikam janayanti. So yada krit pratyayah yajyate tada asmakam pratipadikam labhyate ityevam drishtavantaha. Tatra prathamaha pratyayaha asmabhihi drishtaha lyut iti pratyayaha. Ayamamshaha maya purvamapi email dvara suchitaha. Gatavarge anavadhanena maya nul iti kathitam. Vastutaha saha pratyayaha lyut iti. Tatra bahuni rupani asmabhihi drishtani. Yatha gamanam, pathanam, jananam, maranam, taranam, karanam. Ete sarvepi lyut pratyayantaha kridantaha shabdaha. Tatra sarvatra yatra yatra ayam pratyayaha bhavati. Tatra ante anam athava anam iti shruyate. Anam, 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 evam anam, anam, anam iti shruyate. Ayam bhavarthakaha pratyayaha ityuchyate. Arthat kriyam bodhayati. So this pratyaya is a general pratyaya which is used in the sense of action, kriya. So gamanam is going, pathanam reading, jananam being born, maranam dying, taranam swimming, karanam doing. Ityevam kriyam bodhayati ayam pratyaya. So the easy way of identifying this pratyaya is by looking at the anam or anam at the end of it. Okay. So remember, that is only a identification feature. Not everywhere where you have ana or ana is lyut, but this is one of the common features. Okay. So etavat paryantam gatavarge adhitam yadi prashnaha santi. So if you have any questions or doubts regarding the previous class, please ask. And there is one thing I just wanted to mention about the questions. Since this is a fairly diverse group, so there are people with different levels of understanding and knowledge. So, and the questions which arise are also in different levels. Okay. So some of the questions which are not directly related or which are advanced, much more advanced than what we are studying right now, might be difficult for those who are rather at a beginning level. So what we will do is anywhere, I mean, you can ask questions even if it seems slightly advanced or out of what I have covered, but whatever is directly relevant to what I'm teaching right now, I will take in between the classes. So if there are questions which are out of what it is directly being told here, then we will take them at the end of the class so that others can choose to skip it if they don't want to get confused. Okay. So, yes, Rao Mahodaya, do you have a question?
Sanskrita Bhashe Vaktam Prayatnam Karomi Yadi Asuddham Asti Chet Chamritam.
Chinta Nasti Vadatu Vadayam Bhashane Naiva Bhasha Shuddhyati.
Bhavan Uktavanta Hagatavarge Ditta Iti Ekam Kevala Pratipadakam Asti Kintu Tasya Addham Nasti इति भवान उक्तवान
भवति उक्तवती
अदत सॉरी भवति उक्तवती किन्तु अष्टाध्याये एकं सूत्रम् अस्ति अर्धवत् अधातुर प्रत्ययः प्रातिपदिकम् यदि अर्धं नास्ति चेत् दित्त पदं कथं प्रातिपदिकं भवति
अर्थः नास्ति इति न न स्पष्टम् अवगतं प्रश्नः अवगतः यथा मया उक्तम् अस्य प्रश्नस्य उत्तरम् अन्ते कथयिष्यामि यतोहि अत्र तथा न उच्यते अर्थः नास्ति इति न प्रकृतिप्रत्ययविभागः नास्ति इत्येव अन्ते अस्य प्रश्नस्य उत्तरं
कथयिष्यामि
मोस्ट्लि फैन् केचन चिन्ता नास्ति
थेङ्क् यू वेरि मच्
Hema, I think you have to unmute yourself to speak.
Namaste ji, Shruyate va?
Shruyate.
Gata varge, prakriti pratyayam iti divisions asti ekasmin pade iti uktavati kalu. Pratham, vayam ekavaram prakriti pratyaya iti vibhajya bhagadvayam लभ्यते तदनन्तरमपि फर्दर् फर्दर् डिविशन्स् इति लभ्यते इति उक्तवती
सत्यं
यदि वयम् एकवारं विभागं कृत्वा पुनः विभागं कर्तुं शक्यते तत्र कथं प्रकृति इति वक्तुम् अर्हति
रूपस्य का प्रकृतिः प्रकृति जस्ट् मीन्स् अ सोर्स् So at any level, if as long as you are able to divide the word, you can have something which is a source word and what is called a pratyaya. See, prakriti is not defined by, as in, there is no list of prakritis, there is a specific list of pratyayas. So you can keep on adding a series of pratyayas to get a bigger and bigger word, as we saw. So everywhere, prakriti is just a term which we mean to convey the other part. Actually, it's only the pratyaya which is the technical term. Prakriti is anything to which we add a pratyaya. That's it.
So, even if we are going to separate one pratyaya and the remaining part has got another pratyaya, that is still called as prakriti when
yes,
it comes
yes.
to the first level of division.
Yes, yes.
Okay, ji. Dhanyavadaha. Okay.
Shobha, you have a question?
Namaste Mahodaya. Gata Saptahe Bhavati Uktavati Taditanta Subantena Prapyate Iti Taditanta Parantu Udanartam Dasharatha Iti Pratipadikena Saha अण्प्रत्ययं योजयामः चेत् दाशरथिः इति भवति खलु
अथवा दशरथस्य
सुबन्तेन सह न
दशरथस्य इति षष्ठ्यन्तेनैव प्रत्यययोजनम् इति सिद्धान्तः दशरथस्य अपत्यम् इत्यर्थे दशरथस्य इति षष्ठ्यन्तं यत् सुबन्तं तस्मात् प्रत्ययः क्रियते. तत्र प्रत्ययस्य लोपः भवति इति तु सत्यं, किन्तु
अतः सुबन्तेन वयं तद्धितान्तं प्राप्नुमः इति
सत्यम्.
अतः
सुबन्तात् तद्धितोत्पत्तिः इत्येव सिद्धान्तम्. So, I request again, so if the questions are not directly relevant to the Kridantas or this ones, let us take them at the end so that others can be, you know, because I did receive quite a few people who were worried that they would not understand it because the scope was going too much out of stuff. So, if it is directly relevant, we will take it now or in between class. If it is something extra you want to know, we can and we will spend time on it at the end. Okay. So now, does anybody have direct questions on Kridantas with what we did or Lyut till what we have done so far? Please raise your hands, otherwise we will start. Swaminathan Mahoday.
I'm not that advanced like the other students. I'm going to ask a question.
Yes, please.
First of all, I thought this is the first class, so probably I missed the first class. It's the second class.
Yes.
Our introduction. Yeah.
The first class is available in our portal, so the recording you can listen to it and access it. Yeah.
Again, I learned something when I was a little girl. Now I'm trying to learn more. And I'm trying to also speak. He did speak really well.
Yeah.
The introduction is good. My question is, just like in maths, it's like a set of objects become a set, right? So you take, you set a Prakriti, Prakriti is the source. So the source can be Dhatu or Pratyasabhata, right?
Dhatu or Pratipadika, yeah.
Then you can add a Pratyaya to it, so you get a Kridanta. Then you can add another Pratyaya, so you keep on adding.
Yeah.
One after the other. So there are rules that helps you. What kind of are there any rules saying this particular are allowed, this are not?
Sir, I'm not able to hear you. I couldn't get the last point. Is there a rule which says?
What is the rule for combining particular one particular with other particular? Essentially, you can have a noun.
I'm very sorry, the audio is not at all clear. I'm not able to make out what you're saying. Maybe you can just type in that question and ask, because I'm not able to make out the words.
Okay, in the interest of time, I'll send you an email.
Sure, please. Yeah.
So I'm trying to relate that. Yeah, so the logic.
Okay, the last question, I'm sorry, before we start, because we're taken, is Sheshapriya.
Namaste, madam. Actually, I have a doubt. Like you said, these pratyayas cannot be used directly, right? Like gamanam, patanam, jananam. But then we use it directly also.
Gamana, Lyudanta here is only Gamana. So we will see that in the next class. So Gamanam is already the ready-made Subanta. I have already added the Subanta because right now it is difficult. Because you cannot use it at all without the Sup. Okay. So this what we are seeing now, Gamanam, Patanam, etc., they are all the Subanta forms already. Okay. Prathama Vibhakti or Dvitiya Vibhakti. So what is the actual thing we will see? Okay. So okay. So we will start today's class. I'll take the remaining questions later. So the first practice, abhyasaha, abhyasenaiva arambham kurmaha. Atra kachit kriya drishyate chitra rupena tasya lyudanta rupam vaktavyam yatha idam kim. So those who want to volunteer, please raise your hands. I'll unmute you. Harmandar Singh Mahodaya.
Dhavanam.
Ha. Dhavanam. Idam dhavanam.
Pathanam.
Pathanam. Samyak. Pathanam.
Khadanam.
Khadanam. Samyak. Khadanam. Anjana.
Likhanam.
Lekhanam.
Rodanam.
Rodanam. Samyak. Gayati. Lidantam kim. Gayati. Saha gayati. Ataha. Ganam. Next. Gita. Kamachana.
Natanam.
Natanam athava nartanam.
Nartanam. Pidanam.
Panam.
Panam.
Pibati. Panam.
Panam. Chintanam.
Parasparam. Bhashanam. Vayoktam chamyatam. Sambhashanam.
Sambhashanam. Okay.
Sambhashanam. Next. Maithili.
Hasanam.
Hasanam. Samyak. Hasanam.
Dhyanam.
Dhyanam.
Shayanam.
Shayanam. Samyak. Svatra judantani rupani kriyam bodhayanti. Okay. So, atra prashnaha ganam. Gayanam iti na bhavati. Ganam iti bhavati. Tat pashyamaha. So, tadya vishaye janimaha. So, we will know more about how to derive these words. So, atra itopi kanichana padani janimaha lyudantanam. Shodashopachara puja iti asmabhihi kriyate. Kila, yada bhagavataha puja kriyate. Tatra shodasha angani bhavanti. So, when we are worshipping the Lord. So, we have 16 steps. Okay? So, there are all different actions. Kim kim bhavati, shodashopachare, dhyanam, dhyanam, to meditate. We meditate on the Lord. Adau bhagavataha dhyanam kriyate. Avahanam, avahanam. So we bring in the Lord into the bimba, the image or kalasha or whatever is the object of worship. Avahanam. Asanam. Asanam is sitting. Ataha tasya asana pradhanam. Actually, we are giving him asana or a seat. Padya pradhanam. So, padyam. Padasya kshalanartham jalam. Pada prakshalanartham jalam. So, jalasya pradhanam. So, giving water for washing the feet. Arghya pradhanam. Arghyam. Hasta prakshalanartham jalam arghyam ityachyate. Ataha arghyasya pradhanam. So giving arghya is arghya pradhanam. So achamaniya pradhanam. So achamaniyam. Patum jalam achamaniyam ityachyate. So achamaniya pradhanam. So atra padyam arghyam achamaniyam ityapi kridantaha. But there are different kridantas. We will see those. So these kriyas are lyut, what we are seeing now. Snanam. Snanam, we know, bathing. Vastra dharanam. So, cloths, giving cloths for wearing. Dharanam is to make him wear, this. Offering to the Lord. So, vastra, yajnopavita, dharanam. So, offering the upavita. Gandha lepanam. So, lepanam is to, anoint with gandha, to paste with gandha, a fragrant scent. Pushparchanam, pushpaihi archanam, so worshipping with flowers. Dhuparadhanam, aradhanam, again worshipping with dhupa. Dhupa is the agarbati or the scented smoke. Deepa darshanam, so showing the deepa. Nivedanam, nivedanam is offering, what we give as the naivedya, also known. Nivedanam is the action of offering food especially. Nirajanam, so nirajanam, the arati that we do is nirajanam, nirajayati, so it is a specific term which is used for that. Prarthanam is praying. So, atra ete shodasha upacharaha ityuchyante. So, there might be slight variations in this list. Okay, so, when I found there are slight variations. But generally, anything, my point is, all these are actions. Ataha sarvatra lyut pratyayena etesham kathanam bhavati. Ityeva mama kathanasya ashayaha. Asto prathamaha prashnaha lyut pratyayasya vishaye. So we are going more into the forms. Kutra anam iti bhavati. Kutra anam iti bhavati. Iti prathamaha prashnaha. Eto hi sarvatra bhavati. Yatha keshuchit rupeshu anam iti drishyate. Gamanam, pathanam, lekhanam, bhojanam, kridanam, darshanam. Sarvatra anam ityasi nakaraha shruyate. Kintu anyeshu rupeshu nakaraha shruyate. Karanam, krayanam, haranam, peshanam, grahanam, karshanam. Atra sarvatra nakaraha shruyate. Pratyaha tu sayeva lyu iti tasya ana ityeva bhave. Kintu kadachit nakaraha shruyate. Kutra bhavati iti janimaha. Sarala rupena. So etatu naktvam ityuchyate. So, in grammatical parlance, this is called naktva. So, where nakara, original nakara, is converted to nakara. So, etato atraivana, asya jnanam bahu upayogi. So, knowing a general rule for naktva is very useful in many contexts. Okay? Say, for example, we need the tritiya vibhakti forms. So, there is gajena and there is ramayana. Or napumsakalinga, there is phalani and there is paradani, that there also you have na, or other cases. So, where you have the nakara. So, wherever you have this na and na, so there is a general rule which is useful. There are specific rules, there are exceptions. So, we will see only the general rule. Okay. For 90% of cases, this rule will work. Kutra bhavati natvam. Nakarat purvam rephaha rikaraha shakarova asti chet natvam bhavati. So, the first general rule is, if nakara is preceded by repha, r ityasya rephaha iti nama. So, samanyataha varnanam kara iti yojyate, akaraha, ikaraha, kakaraha iti, rakarasya repha ityapi upayujyate, rakaraha ityapi vaktum shakyam. Kintu samanyataha repha ityuchyate. Ataha nakarat purvam repha rikaraha shakarova asti chet naktvam bhavati. Okay. Yatha taranam peshanam ityasti. Atra na asti tatah purvam ra. Atra na asti tatah purvam sha. Atra ekamuchyate atra r a n ityeva asti. Madhya akaraha api asti. Kintu natvasya vishaye, s swaranam chintanam napekshitam. You don't need to worry about the vowels there. You only need to concentrate on the consonants. So swaraha na badhakaha. So swara will not obstruct natva. So I'm talking only about the consonants. So nakaraha asti nakarat purvam rephaha. Athava nakaraha tasmat purvam shakaraha. Tada kim bhavati natvam bhavati taranam peshanam. I am prathamaha niyamaha. So first thing you should look for three letters. Repha, rukara or shakara, which comes before the na. So if you have that, if you have it directly preceding the nakara, okay, forgetting the swaras, so then you have natva. Ayam prathamaha niyamaha. Dvitiyaha niyamaha, madhye kadachit kim bhavati, repaha asti, kr ityatra repaha, nakaraha. Evam brumhanam atra rukaraha asti, nakaraha. Atra shakaraha asti, kshepanam ityatra k sh, shakaraha, nakaraha. Madhye anyani vyanjanani bhavanti. Okay. Tada kim bhavati drashtavyam. Yadi idam vyanjanam eteshu ekam. Kavargaha, pavargaha, athava ha ya va ra. Tada natvam bhavati. So if there are any letters in between, if repha, rakara, shakara is not directly before the nakara, but you have some letters, some other consonants in between. So if the consonants belong to one of these, kavarga, kakhagaghanga, pavarga, paphababhamma, ha, ya, va, ra. Okay. If it is one of these, then we will still have natva. Yatha krayanam ityatra yakaraha asti, ya is here. Brumhanam ityatra hakaraha asti, which is here. Kshepanam ityatra pakaraha pavargaha. So atra sarvatrapi natvam bhavati krayanam. Brumhanam kshepanam. Okay. So repaha rakaraha shakaraha bhavet. So everywhere you need this. This is the first thing required. So if it is directly before the nakara, if this is the first vyanjana before nakara, then you will have natva. So if there are other vyanjanas in between, if they belong to one of these, kavarga, pavarga or hayavara, then also we have nakara. Tarhi kutra natvam na bhavati yadi anyani vyanjanani santi. So if there is any other consonant intervening between the repha, shakara, rakara and nakara, madhye anyat kimapi vyanjanam asti chet, any one, a single vyanjana which is not belonging to that set, tatra natvam na bhavati. Yatha grathanam. Tatra repaha asti nakaraha madhye thakaraha. So tha does not belong to set. Kavarge pavarge nasti, hayavara nasti. Ataha atra natvam na bhavati. Archanam archana. Repasya nakarasya madhye chakaraha. So not kavarga, not pavarga, not hayavara. So that is all you need to remember. Kavarga, pavarga, hayavara. So tadasti chet natvam bhavati. Tadbhinnam kimapi asti chet natvam na bhavati. Grinjanam. So rukaraha asti, nakaraha asti, kintu madhye nya ja do not belong to that set. Kshalanam. So sh asti, na asti, kintu madhye lakaraha. So we only saw ha ya var. So lakaraha asti chet natvam na bhavati. Ratanam. Repaha nakaraha madhye takaraha. So not kavarga, not pavarga. Ataha natvam na bhavati. Kridanam. Repaha nakaraha madhye dakaraha. So da is not kavarga pavarga. So you will not get it. Murchanam. Atrapi repaha nakaraha madhye chakara chakarau. Ataha na bhavati. Kroshanam. Satra repasya nakarasya madhye shakaraha. Sataha anyat kimapi vyanjanam asti chet. So kavargaha, pavargaha, hayavara. etad vihaya anyat kimapi vyanjanam asti chet natvam na bhavati. Okay, so that is the rule for natva. So nimittam kim bhavati, the main cause is repha, rukara or shakara. So either directly before na or with some intervening vyanjanas. So these are the allowed vyanjanas in between kavargaha, pavargaha, haya, vara. So anything else, there is no natva. Okay, ayameva niyamaha. Sarvatra bhavati natvasya yatha ramena ityatrapi tathaiva ra asti na asti madhya makaraha makaraha pavarge asti ataha natvam bhavati. Kintu krishnena ityasti kru rukaraha asti kintu madhye shakaraha nakaraha asti ataha athava shakaraha asti madhye nakaraha asti ataha krishne na ityeva bhavati. Evameva anyatra karnena rana na ataha dvitiyasya nakarasya natvam na bhavati. So sarvatra nakare ayam niyamaha samanyaha. Remember, I am not saying this is the only rule for natva. This is the most general rule. That's all. Okay. So there are other rules for natva. For simple cases, this rule will hold. Tahidanim kim kurmaha uchitam rupam chinata. Natva sarvatra rupa dvayam bhavati. Teshu kim uchitam, which is the correct form, iti chetavyam. Tatah purvam prashnaha santi chetruchantu, directly relevant to this, it is natva. Okay, natva only in the cases which I have told. Okay, so prashnaha asti chet pruchhatu, anantaram abhyasam kurmaha. Shridhar Mahodaya.
Namaste Vani.
Haan. Vadatu, prashna hasti va? Athava uttar danartham hasta honita.
Oh, prashna nasti.
Chinta nasti. Na, vadatu tarhi. Ksharanam ksharanam kim uchitam?
Kshakara asti haya vara. Dvitiya padam samichinam.
Ksharanam. Antara shakara asti, repaha api asti. Repaha api nimittam, ataha ksharanam, natvam bhavati. Because na is immediately preceded by ra, ksharanam.
Gar, ja, chakara. Pradama padam. Pradama padam eva samichinam.
Prathamam, garjanam. Eto hi madhye, jakara asti. Gar, ja, na. Ja does not belong to the set kavarga, pavarga or hayavara. Ataha garjanam. It is eva shuddham. So, dhanyavada. So, others. Sujata. Darbha. Vardhanam. Vardhanam. Na shruyate, Sujata Mahodaya. Maybe your microphone is not working. I cannot hear you. Radha.
Vardhanam, prathamam.
Vardhanam, prathamam. Etohi madhye dhakara asti. Vardhanam. So dhakara does not belong to that set. Okay.
Ranghanam, dvitiyam.
Ranghanam. Atra repasya nakarasya madhye na gha. Both of them belong to kavarga. Kavargasya varnau ataha ranghanam. Okay. Next, wait. Angre. Dhanya.
Namaste. मम पुत्रः वदति सः षष्ठकक्षायां पठति सः शृणोति
सम्यक् वदतु
क्रन्दनम्
क्रन्दनम् उत्तमम् सो क्रन्दनम् मध्ये द अस्ति अतः णत्वं न भवति
रिङ्गणम्
रिङ्गणम् उत्तमम् तत्र ङकारः गकारः उभयमपि कवर्गस्य अतः णत्वं भवति सम्यक् हिमांशु महोदय
स्पर्धनम्
स्पर्धनम् बिकास् आफ् द धकार धकारः अस्ति अतः णत्वं न भवति
क्षोभनम् अफबभ क्षोभनम् प्रथमं पदम्
विच् वर्ग पवर्ग
पफबभ पवर्ग
यस् सो इट् डस् नाट् प्रिवेण्ट्
कुक्नुम् क्षोभनम् क्षोभनम्
क्षोभनम् बिकास् कार पवर्ग वि स्टिल् हाव् णत्व
Yes, you can memorize Atkum Num Vyayati as you like, but you have to put it into practice. Sorry.
Yes. So next. Lalita, I think. You have to unmute yourself. We'll have a microphone symbol. You have to click on it to unmute yourself. Vadatu.
Kurdanam.
Kurdanam. Because there is a dakara.
Yes. ग्रथनम्
ग्रथनम् अत्रापि थकारः अस्ति अतः णत्वं न भवति सुभाष
रिङ्गणम् इत्यस्य अर्थं किं भवति
गतिः गमनम् इत्येव अर्थः
गमनम्
You want to try this? Varshanam, Varshanam.
Varshanam.
Dvitiyam. Varshanam. Kosha, no. Okay, so directly. Atra, Drimhanam. Drimhanam, Dvitiyam. Ito hai atra matri, Hakara hasti, Atahanatvam, Bhavati. एवं कुत्र णत्वं भवति कुत्र णत्वं भवति इति अस्माभिः ज्ञातम् ओके सो इन् जनरल् इफ् देर् इस् रेफ षकार आर् ऋकार एण्ड् नकार एण्ड् इण्टर्वीनिङ्ग् कान्सनेण्ट् इफ् एनी बिलाङ्ग् टु कवर्ग पवर्ग आर् हयवर देन् वि विल् हेव् णत्व otherwise we will not have unatva so sarvatra yatra yatra idanim bhedah drishyate tatra chintaniyam kimartham unatvam asti athava nasti okay so any questions or difficulties directly related to this unatva what we did right now any doubts So, atra kechana vadanti, there is a break in voice. I think that could be possibly due to internet connection speeds at your end. Sometimes, unless everybody is having a problem, sometimes the internet connectivity speed will affect the transcription, but otherwise I think it should be fine. Okay. So, we will proceed, I think, if... Okay, so there seem to be... Yes. Malakondaya. Mahadaya. You should unmute yourself if you have a question. Ah, Prashna Hastiva.
Suprabhata Mahadaya.
Ah, vadatu.
Ramam Rapsu Raman Padasya Naptam Kimardam Nabhavati.
Padante Nakara Hasti Chet Naptam Nabhavati. So if Nakara is the last letter of the word, it will not be converted to Nakara.
Tatra Nakaram Halyeva. Atchi Na Iti Unplus A Nasti.
Ah.
Raman.
Tattu Raman.
Na is there.
Ah.
If N plus A is there, it will come or not?
It will. It will. So only if it is the final letter of the word, Padasya Antimaha Varnaha Nakarashchet Natvam Nabhavati.
Kevalam Nat Hal Hal.
Hal, yes, yes. See, always it is hal, I mean, hal and ach are separate. Here I ignored the ach only to reduce complication, that's all. But the sutra actually considers ach also. So always we take the hals and ach separately as letters. They are separate always. Antimaha varnaha nakarashchet natvam na bhavati itteva. Okay. Okay, so next, Kumar Shankar.
What is the meaning of, good morning, what is the meaning of the word Yajnopavita?
Okay.
Remember, it came in one of the examples.
Yajnopavita is the sacred thread which we wear, that is called
Upavita. That's Upavita. That's what I don't know. How does it become? It's a Kriyapadam, is it not?
Upavita, so it is a Kridanta. So we will see that when we come to that Kridanta maybe. It's not Lyut. Okay. Upavita is not Lyut, it is a Kta Pratyaya. So we will take it later because it's not directly here. So okay, any other questions? Surya Narayana, Mahadaya, you have to unmute yourself.
Namaskara.
Yeah.
Krudanta Sambandita Krishna Prachan Anumati Astiva.
If it is directly relevant, yes, now or else later. Yeah.
Varnanam. Varnanam or Varnanam. Varnanam.
Okay, very nice. Varnanam va, Varnanam va. Tatra you have Varnanam, the first na, because there is an intervening na between the ra and na. So, since it is not kavarga, pavarga or hayavara, it is only na, varnanam ityeva, na tu varnanam.
Oh. Antima varnam, na iti chet, antima varnam, varna, varna madhye, antima varnam, na iti chet.
No, Tathana, not the, for that reason. So, the I don't have this, you have Va, Rna, and Na. Svatra, Kimasti, Ra, Asti, Na, अत्र मध्ये अयम् नकारः अस्ति, रेफः नकारः, मध्ये नकारः अस्ति. सो दिस् नकार डस् नाट् बिलोङ्ग् टु कवर्ग, पवर्ग आर् हयवर, अतः अस्य णत्वं न भवति. सो इफ् द इण्टर्वीनिङ्ग् व्यञ्जनं न भवति, अतः वर्णनम् इत्येव रूपम्. वर्णनम् इत्येव.
धन्यवादः.
अस्तु. Okay, the last question for now. Varadhan Mahoday. Prashna Hastiva. Varadhan Mahoday, Prashna Hastiva. Namaste. Astu. So we will move ahead. ल्युट् प्रत्ययान्तस्य रूपाणि. सो हौ डु वि गेट् द फार्म्स् आफ् ल्युट् प्रत्यय फ्रम् द धातु, कथं भवति? वस्तुतः ल्युट् प्रत्ययः अत्यन्तं सुलभः प्रत्ययः. इट् इस् वन् आफ् द ईजियर् प्रत्ययस् बिकास् फार् मोस्ट् आफ् द धातुस् प्रायेण धातोः अन इत्यस्य योजनेन रूपं सिद्ध्यति. यथा पठ् पठनम्, वच् वचनम्, नम नमनम्, वन्द् वन्दनम्, चिन्त् चिन्तनम्, दा दानम्, ज्ञा ज्ञानम्, ईक्ष ईक्षणम्. सो अत्र षकारः अस्ति अतः णत्वम्, किन्तु ईक्ष अन ईक्षणम्, कूर्द् अन कूर्दनम्, याच् अन याचनम्. सो सर्वत्र यः धातुः अस्ति धातोः अन इत्यस्य योजनेन प्रत्ययस्य रूपं सामान्यतः सिद्ध्यति. सो द जनरल् थिङ्ग्, यु डोण्ट् हाव् टु डू एनिथिङ्ग्, जस्ट् एड् अन टु द धातु. अत्र केचन प्रश्नाः सन्ति. रिक्तं स्थानं पूरणीयम्. सिंहस्य गम इत्यस्ति, तस्य ल्युडन्तं रूपं वक्तव्यम्. वक्तुमिच्छन्ति हस्तम् उन्नयन्तु. वेददेशिकन् महोदय, यु हव् टु अन्म्यूट् युवर् सेल्फ्, यु आर् म्यूटेण्ट्.
ओके. गमनं
वेद,
सिंहस्य गमनं सुन्दरम्.
सिंहस्य गमनं सुन्दरम्, द गेट्, द गोयिङ्ग्, द एक्शन् इट् सेल्फ् इस् ब्यूटिफुल्. सिंहस्य गमनं सुन्दरम्.
अहं विद्यालये पठनं करोमि.
पठनं करोमि, सम्यक्. अहं विद्यालये पठनं करोमि. रिचा तोमर्, रिचा,
भवतः अर्चनं करणीयम्.
भगवतः अर्चनं करणीयम्. सो अर्चनम् इस् वर्शिपिङ्ग्. अग्रिमम्
मर्कटा कूर्दनं कुर्वन्ति.
सम्यक्. मर्कटाः कूर्दनं कुर्वन्ति. कूर्दनम् इस् टु जम्प्, ओके, जम्पिङ्ग् अराउण्ड्, कूर्दनम्.
व्याघ्रस्य गर्जनं भयङ्करम्.
व्याघ्रस्य गर्जनं भयङ्करम्, सम्यक्. सो गर्जनम्, सो गर्जनम् इत्यत्र मध्ये जकारः अस्ति, णत्वं न भवति. कूर्दनं दकारः अस्ति, णत्वं न भवति. द्वितीयः अभ्यासः अस्ति. अत्र गणितस्य काश्चन क्रियाः उच्यन्ते, तेषां ल्युडन्तं रूपं कथनीयम्. रामप्रिया.
आं महोदय.
गणते वा? श्रूयते, वदतु.
गणनम्.
gananam. So gananam is counting. Sankalanam. Sankalanam is addition.
Vyavakalanam.
Vyavakalanam is subtraction.
Gunanam.
Gunanam is multiplication.
Vibhajanam.
Vibhajanam is division. So these are common terms in maths for the various processes. Gananam, sankalanam, vyavakalanam, gunanam, vibhajanam. Okay. As you can see, some of these have upasargas. Yathatra sam iti upasargaha, vi ava iti upasargaha, atrapi vi iti. But that does not change the lyut. So you can add lyut to simple dhatus or to dhatus with upasargas. Gamanam, agamanam, pratigamanam, anugamanam, sarvam samanam. So the upasarga will normally not change the form of the lyudanta. Okay. Evame matra kashchana gatikriyah, different movements. Okay. Asya rupani vaktavyani. All?
All? Okay. Gam. Gamanam.
Gamanam.
Gamanam. Chal. Chalanam. Mm. Dhav. Dhavanam. Dham. Brahmanam.
Brahmanam.
Brahmanam. Dattvam. Bhavati. Kampanam. Kampanam. Dattvam. Bhavati.
Satam. Bhavati.
Oh. No. Nasty.
There is no. Let me know.
Yeah. What am I saying?
So there is no repha or shakara. There is no nimitta. Gamanam, chalanam, dhavanam, bhramanam, kampanam. Okay. So all these are different kinds of movement. Arthastu tatraiva dattaha asti. Okay. So there are kampanam, pa is there, but there is no repha or anything. I mean, see, the second step is seeing the letters. The first thing is to see if the nimitta is there. So the nimitta, the causal factor for natva is repha or shakara or rikara. Tadeva nasti atra. Repha, shakaraha, rikarova nasti. So then, I mean, it doesn't matter what else is there. So we see what are the intervening letters if the nimitta is there. Satra kechana prashnaha santi. Is this pratyaya always vartamana kala? There is no kala in this. Okay, it just tells kriya. There is no reference to any kala. It could be any kala. So kalasya atra vivaksha nasti. So it tells just action without any kala associated with it. Okay. So gamanam asti, it is now. Gamanam bhavishyati, will go. Gamanam asit, was. Okay. So the pratyaya itself does not convey any kala. Okay. So there are some krit pratyayas which do convey a tense. Example, gatavan. So ktavatu, the pratyaya itself conveys past tense. But in this pratyaya, lut pratyaye kalasya bodhaha na bhavati. So it does not differentiate between tenses. It is just kriya without reference to any this one. Okay. So there is still some confusion about natva. So there is makara, kavarga and pavarga. So kavarga and pavarga is the intervening letter between repha, shakara or rakara. Then only we have natva. Not if you just have kavarga or pavarga. Kavargaha pavargaha asti chet natvam iti na. Yatra repaha nakaraha asti tatra madhye vidyamanam vyanjananam gananam. So let's go back to that slide just once. I want to clarify this. So the So when I say madhye kavarga pavarga hayavara kayoho madhye iti chete between the nakara and the nimitta. Always this is essential. Etadvina repaha shrikaraha shakaraha bhave deva tadvina natvam na bhavati. So if there is none of these, there is no natva. If it is there, etadasti chet, then again we have to think. Madhye vidyamanaha varnaha vyanjanani yadi etesho antarbhavanti tarhi natvam bhavati. Yadi anyani vyanjanani tarhi natvam na bhavati. Kintu sarvatra repaha shakaraha rikarova bhavet. Tadaiva natvasya sambhavaha. So even the possibility of natva is only when one of these letters is there. So when it is there, then we think, okay, should we do natva or not? Okay. Brahmanam. Brahmanam ityatra repahasti. You have bhra, you have ra, and then ma, and then na. So between ra and na, there is pavarga. So we have natva. So in kampanam, you don't have repa or shakara or rikar. Okay. There is just one more question regarding natva. Could it be two or more consonants? It could be any number of consonants. If all those consonants belong to these, kavarga, pavarga, hayavara, then we will have natva. If a single letter in between does not belong to these, then we will not have natva. Okay. Okay. So idanim agre gachhamaha. So generally for lyut pratyayanta, you just add ana to the dhatu. Okay. But there are special cases where the forms are slightly different. Okay. Tat pashyamaha. Yadi dhatuhu ikarantaha athava ikarantaha bhavati. Chi rupam bhavati chayanam. Okay. Chi anam becomes chayanam. Smi smayanam. Ni nayanam. Shi shayanam. Di dayanam. So chayanam is to collect or to pluck. Smayanam, shming, hase, so to smile. Nayanam is to take or carry. Shayanam is to sleep. Dayanam is to fly. Ikarantaha ikarantaha bhavati chet ayanam iti bhavati. So chi chayanam, smi smayanam, ni nayanam, shi shayanam, di dayanam. Evameva ukarantaha athava ukarantaha bhavati chet avanam iti plu plavanam, stu stavanam, hu havanam, bhu bhavanam, pu pavanam. Okay. So plavanam is to jump, stavanam is to praise, stotram is stavanam, havanam, havan, homam, havanam. So havanam is to perform a sacrifice or a ritual. Bhavanam is just existence, being. Pu pavanam. Pavanam is to clean or to purify something. So ikarantaha thava ikarantaha dhatuhu chet ayanam iti bhavati. Ukarantaha ukarantova dhatush chet avanam iti rupam bhavati. So there you cannot directly join this one. So there is a slight change which happens. Okay. So atra chinchir abhyasam kurmaha. Riktam sthanam purayata. Okay. Pushpanam udyanat pushpanam ఆ నీ ఇత్యస్తి ఉపసర్గ అస్తి నీ ఇత్యస్తి కిం రూపం ఇది వక్తవ్యం. జ్యోత్స్న శ్రూయతే. ఆనయనం ఆనయనం సో ఆయతి ఉపసర్గ నయనం సో ఆనయనం ఉద్యానాత్ పుష్పాణాం ఆనయనం సో బ్రింగింగ్ ఫ్లవర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ద గార్డెన్. ఉత్తమానాం వస్త్రాణాం
విక్రయణం
విక్రయణం సో క్రీ ఇస్ టు బై విక్రీ ఇస్ టు సెల్ అత విక్రయణం ఇస్ సెల్లింగ్ సో సేల్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ ఆర్ నైస్ క్లాత్ ఉత్తమానాం వస్త్రాణాం విక్రయణం సో క్రీ బికమ్స్ క్రయణం. మలకొండయ్య మహోదయ
ఉడ్డయనం
ఉడ్డయనం సుందరం పక్షిణాం ఉడ్డయనం సో ఉడ్డయనం ఇస్ టు ఫ్లై ఆర్ టు టేక్ ఆఫ్.
ఆశ్రయణం
ఆశ్రయణం సో కర్తవ్యం సన్మార్గస్య ఆశ్రయణం సో ఆశ్రయణం ఇస్ టు టేక్ రెఫ్యూజ్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్ టు టేక్ రిసార్ట్ టు గుడ్ పాత్ ఆశ్రయణం. ఓకే స్లైట్లీ ట్రిక్కీ వన్ ఈ బికమ్స్ నో ఈ బికమ్స్ వాట్ అయనం
అయనం
ఈ బికమ్స్ అయనం సో నీ బికమ్స్ నయనం సో ఈ బికమ్స్ అయనం అధి అయనం సో ఎన్ సంధి అధ్యయనం ఇది రూపం సో దట్ ఇస్ అధ్యయనం ఇస్ టు స్టడీయింగ్ సో అధి విత్ ద ధాతు ఇస్ ఈ సో ఈ బికమ్స్ అయన అధి అయనం అధ్యయనం సో అధ్యయనం ఇస్ స్టడీయింగ్ సో నీ నయనం క్రీ క్రయణం డీ డయనం శ్రి శ్రయణం సో అత్ర రేఫ అస్తి నకార మధ్యే యకార సో వి హావ్ నత్వ ఆశ్రయణం అది అయనం అధ్యయనం సో అధ్యయనం ఇస్ ద యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ స్టడీ. ఓకే సో అత్ర సంయోజనం కరణీయం సో దెర్ ఆర్ అ ఫ్యూ థింగ్స్ అండ్ అ ఫ్యూ యాక్షన్స్ ల్యుడంతం రూపం ఉక్త్వా కిం భవతి ఇది సంయోజనం కరణీయం. ఓకే వెంకటరామన్ మహోదయ
సుప్రభాతం మహోదయ
వదతు.
వానరాహ పవనం
నో 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 విచ్ అమాంగ్ దీస్ ఫార్ వానరస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఇన్ ద కరెక్ట్ ఆర్డర్. You have to match the correct action to the vanaras.
Jump.
Plavanam. Plavanam. Samyak. Vanaraha. Plavanam.
Plavanam.
Hmm.
Devaha.
Hmm.
Stavanam.
Stavanam. Devaha. Stu. Stavanam. Hmm.
తృణాని లవణం
లవణం సో లవణం ఇస్ టు కట్
కల్పష
కల్మష కల్మష డర్ట్ ఆర్
కల్మష అనుభవనం
what do we do with dirt kalmasha is dirt or something impure impurity
then in this case kalmashaga
hmm
pavanam
pavanam, so cleaning or purifying.
Sukham anubhav.
Anubhavanam, so experience sukha. So plavanam, stavanam, lavanam, pavanam, anubhavanam. So ukaranta we hear it as avanam, ikaranta we hear it as ayanam. Okay. So now this is at the end. Ante ikaraha ukarahava asti chet kim rupam bhavati iti drashtam. Idanim upante, the last but one letter. Okay. So if it is hrasva ikara, for example likh, so last letter is kh, so before that we have e. So likh becomes lekhanam. So the e changes to a. Kship becomes kshepanam. Mil, melanam. Chid, chedanam. Pish, peshanam. Yatra hrasvaha ikaraha upantyaha. So not the last, the last but first one letter is e. Okay, the short e, then it becomes a. Okay, so lekhanam, kshepanam, melanam, chedanam, peshanam. Similarly, yadi hrasvaha ukaraha upantyaha asti, so if the last but one letter is u, it becomes o. Okay. Mud becomes modanam. Sphotanam. Sput, sphotanam. Ghush, ghoshanam. Rud, rodanam. Yuj, yojanam. Okay. So lekhanam, writing. Kshepanam is throwing. Kshipati is to throw. Melanam is to meet. Chedanam, to cut. Peshanam is to pound. Okay. So in Tamil you call it arakerdu. So peshanam, pishta peshanam, to grind to a flour or to a paste. Okay, grinding is peshanam. Modanam is happiness, to rejoice. Sphotanam, to burst. Ghoshanam, to announce. Rodanam, crying. Yojanam, joining. Okay. So ikara hasti chet a bhavati, ukara hasti chet o bhavati. Okay. So pathasya riktam sthalam puraniyam. Satish Kothari.
Atra lyut pratyena. Lyut pratyayam yoje tasya anantaram yani padani labhyante tani sarvani napusakalingani va.
Aam, satya. Agrima varge pashyamah napumsakalingani eva. Anitad varati va, pathasya.
Lekhanam.
Lekhanam. Pathasya lekhanam. Vrikshasya
chedanam.
Chedanam. Samyak. Dhanyavadaha. Harish Mahana.
Mitranam melanam.
Melanam. So meeting of friends.
Varnasya lepanam.
Varnasya lepanam. So painting or coloring. Okay. So lepana is to, what do you call it? I am getting the word for it. It's painting. Okay, so that is smearing or anointing anything is called lepanam. Okay. So next, who has not tried yet? Ramesh Vijayaraghavan Mohan.
ಜಲಸ್ಯ ಸೇಚನಂ.
ಸೇಚನಂ, ಜಲಸ್ಯ ಸೇಚನಂ, ಸೊ ಸ್ಪ್ರಿಂಕ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟರ್.
ಮಿಷ್ಟಸ್ಯ ಭಜನಂ.
ಮಿಷ್ಟಸ್ಯ ಭುಜ್ ಇದ್ದಸ್ತಿ. ಊ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಓ.
ಮಿಷ್ಟಸ್ಯ ಭೋಜನ.
ಭೋಜನ, ಮಿಷ್ಟಂ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್, ಸೊ ಭೋಜನ ಇಸ್ ಈಟಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ಸ್. ಮಿಷ್ಟಸ್ಯ ಭೋಜನ. ಸೊ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ರಾವ್ ಮಹೋದಯ ಮಂಗಿಪುಟಿ.
ಶಿಶೋಹ ಪೋಷಣ.
ಪೋಷಣ, ಪೋಷಣ ಇಸ್ ನರಿಶಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಕೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್. ಶಿಶೋಹ ಪೋಷಣ, ಸೊ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಶ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಕಾರ.
ಫಲಾನಾಂ ತ್ರೋಟನಂ.
ತ್ರೋಟನಂ, ಸೊ ತ್ರೋಟನಂ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ಲಕ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಕಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ತ್ರೋಟನಂ, ಸೊ ಅತ್ರ ರೇಫಃ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಕಿಂತು ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಟಕಾರಃ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಅತಃ ಣತ್ವಂ ನ ಭವತಿ. ತ್ರೋಟನಂ. ಸೊ ರಾಜ್
ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಪಾಠಸ್ಯ ಬೋಧನಂ.
ಬೋಧನಂ, ಸೊ ಬೋಧನಂ ಇಸ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಲೆಸನ್. ಬುಧ ಬೋಧನಂ.
ಯಾನಸ್ಯ ನೋದನಂ.
ನೋದನಂ, ಸೊ ಯಾನಸ್ಯ ನೋದನಂ, ಸೊ ನೋದನಂ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಪುಷ್. ಸೊ ಪುಷ್ ಅ ವೆಹಿಕಲ್. ಯಾನಸ್ಯ ನೋದನಂ, ಸೊ ಉಕಾರಾಂತಾನಾಂ ಓ ಉಕಾರಾಂತಾನಾಂ ಯತ್ರ ಉಕಾರಃ ಉಪಾಂತ್ಯಃ ವರ್ಣಃ ತತ್ರ ಓ ಭವತಿ. ಭೋಜನಂ ಭುಜ್ ಭೋಜನಂ, ಪುಷ್ ಪೋಷಣಂ, ತ್ರುಟ್ ತ್ರೋಟನಂ, ಬುಧ್ ಬೋಧನಂ, ನುದ್ ನೋದನಂ. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಕಾರ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಎ. ಲಿಖ್ ಲೇಖನಂ, ಛಿದ್ ಛೇದನಂ, ಮಿಲ್ ಮೇಲನಂ, ಲಿಪ್ ಲೇಪನಂ, ಸಿಚ್ ಸೇಚನಂ. ಓಕೆ, so this is the second variant in form. So the third variant so is rikara. If there is rikara, kim bhavati rikaraha. Yadi rikaraha ante asti, rikaraha rikarova dhatoho ante asti, tarhi ana sarvatra ar ityo bhavati rikarasya kr karanam. So instead of r we hear ar, so kr ಕಾರಣಂ, ಭೃ ಭರಣಂ, ವೃ ವರಣಂ, ಮೃ ಮರಣಂ, ತೃ ತರಣಂ. ಸೊ ಋಕಾರಃ ಋಕಾರೋ ವಾ ಅಂತೆ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಚೇತ್ ಅರ್ ಇತಿ ಭವತಿ. ಕರಣಂ ಭರಣಂ ವರಣಂ ಮರಣಂ ತರಣಂ, ಸೊ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ರೇಫಃ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಇತ್ಯತಃ ಣತ್ವಂ ಭವತಿ. ಕರಣಂ ಇಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್, ಭರಣಂ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಬೇರ್ ಆರ್ ನರಿಶ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್, ವರಣಂ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಚೂಸ್, ಮರಣಂ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಡೈ, ತರಣಂ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಸ್ವಿಮ್ ಆರ್ ಕ್ರಾಸ್ ಓವರ್. ತದೇವ ಋಕಾರಃ ಉಪಾಂತ್ಯಃ, ಸೊ ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಎಂಡ್ ಬಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದ ಎಂಡ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಒನ್ ಲೆಟರ್, ತತ್ರಾಪಿ ಅರ್ ಇತಿ ಭವತಿ. ನೃತ್ ನರ್ತ್, ಸೊ ನರ್ತನಂ, ವೃಧ ವರ್ಧನಂ, ಭೃಜ ಭರ್ಜನಂ, ವೃಷ ವರ್ಷಣಂ, ತೃಪ್ ತರ್ಪಣಂ. ಸೊ ತತ್ರಾಪಿ ಅರ್ ಋಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಅರ್ ಇತಿ ಭವತಿ. ನರ್ತನಂ ಡಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್, ವರ್ಧನಂ ಗ್ರೋಯಿಂಗ್, ಭರ್ಜನಂ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಎಫ್ ಆರ್ ವೈ ಫ್ರೈ ಫ್ರೈ ಸೇ ಚಿಪ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ವಡಾ ಆರ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ವರ್ಷಣಂ ಇಸ್ ರೈನಿಂಗ್, ತರ್ಪಣಂ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಯಿಂಗ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ವಿ ಗಿವ್ ತರ್ಪಣ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರಾದ್ಧ. ಫಾರ್ ತರ್ಪಣಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸಸ್, ತೃಪ್ತಿ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕಾಸಸ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ತರ್ಪಣಂ. ಸೊ ತರ್ಪಣಂ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಷನ್. ಏವಂ ಋಕಾರಃ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಚೇತ್ ಋಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಅರ್ ಇತಿ ಭವತಿ. ಅತ್ರ ಏಕಃ ವಿಶೇಷಃ ಮೃಜ್ ಇತಿ ಧಾತುಃ ಅಸ್ತಿ. So there is rikara. So going by this, it should be marjanam. किन्तु वस्तुतः मार्जनम् इति भवति, मर्जनम् इति न भवति. सो एकं विशेषं रूपं सामान्यतः उपयोगः भवति. मार्जनम् इस् टु वैप् ओर् टु डस्ट् द फ्लोर्. क्लीनिङ्ग् इस् मार्जनम्. तत्र मार्जनम् इति न तु मर्जनम् इति स्मर्तव्यम्. सो अत्र पुनः एकः अभ्यासः. सुजाता शंकर.
समुद्रः तरणम्.
समुद्रः सो तरणम् इस् क्रासिङ्ग् आर् स्विमिङ्ग् इन् द ओशन्. हा तृ तरणम्.
बाटाः बाटः आवर्तनम्.
आवर्तनम् सो आवृत्. सो वि यूस् दिस् इन् द बिगिनिङ्ग्. पुनरावर्तनम् पुनः आवर्तनम्. सो आवर्तनम् इस् टु रिवैस् इट्. ओके आवर्तनम्.
वस्त्राणि धारणम् धरणम्
वस्त्राणि धरणम् इस् टु वेर् क्लात्स्. धारणम् इस् टु मेक् सम्बडि एल्स् वेर् क्लात्स्. ओके सो तत्र पूजायां वस्त्रधारणम् बिकास् वि आर् नाट् वेरिङ्ग् इट् अवर् सेल्स्. वि आर् मेकिङ्ग् द गाड् ऐ मीन् गिविङ्ग् इट् टु द गाड् फार् इट्. अनुकरणम् इस् टु फालो आर् टु इमिटेट् द पात् आफ् सज्जनास्. अनुकरणम् अनुकृ अनुकरणम्. नेक्स्ट्
शाकानि कर्तनम्.
कर्तनम् टु कट् वेजिटेबल्स्. शाकानि कर्तनम्. सो तरणम् आवर्तनम् धरणम् अनुकरणम् कर्तनम् इत्येवम् ल्युट् प्रत्ययान्तस्य रूपाणि. ओके ओके सो दिस् इस् अबौट् द फार्म्स् आफ् ल्युट् प्रत्यय. दिस् जस्ट् वन् मोर् सेट् विच् ऐ हेव् मिस्ड्. सो इफ् द धातु इस् ऐकारान्त ए ऐ ओ औ देन् इट् बिकम्स् आकारान्त एक्चुलि. ओके सो लैक् यु हेव् ध्यै इट् बिकम्स् ध्यानम्. सो सिमिलर्ली गै इट् बिकम्स् गानम्. ओके सो देट् इस् वन् थिङ्ग् विच् वी लेफ्ट्. मे बि ऐ विल् इन्क्लूड् इट् इन् द नेक्स्ट् क्लास्. सो वेन् वी डू इट् इन् द नेक्स्ट् क्लास्. सो देर् इट् इस् जस्ट् द ऐ बिकम्स् आ देन् यु जस्ट् हेव् टु जायिन् इट्. सो ध्यै ध्यानम् गै गानम् and so on. There are a few such dhatus, not a lot. So these are the common dhatus. So idanim vastutah vyakarana ritya. So this is for those who have some introduction to Paninian grammar, so to just help easy remembrance. So if you don't understand this, don't worry. So this is not for all. Yadi kinchid jnanam asti. So I just want to make a point that vyakarana, the general impression is that learning vyakarana is difficult, or vyakarana makes language more difficult, or the rules more difficult. But the actual fact is vyakarana makes it easier to understand and to remember. Okay, the rules, say for example the natva which we saw. So instead of remembering it separately, as one of them mentioned, there is just the sutra says at ku pu ang num. So ku is kavarga, pu is pavarga. So at is a pratyahara. So if you just remember those three terms, at, ku, pu, your natva is done. What we did with that, all that. So rashabhyam nonaha. So there is repa or shakara. And then at, ku, pu. Okay, it is easier. Similarly, even here in knowing the forms, it is much easier if there is an introduction to vyakarana. Okay, vyakarana I mean the Paninian sutras. So sutras, even though understanding sutras may be difficult initially, it is like maths. Okay. The thing is with maths, we learn it step by step. So initially we learn only say numbers, then we learn a single digit addition, then go to double digit addition, then move on to other processes. So once we slowly master those processes, the thing becomes easy. So whichever, whether you go to physics or chemistry or maths, you can apply them. So similarly with Vyakarana, the sutras, initially it will take some effort to understand the terms, to understand how sutras work. But once you understand it, it is much easier to remember rules with the help of sutras than through such random rules. Okay. So this is not, I mean, if you do not have not learned Panini and Vyakarana so far, it's perfectly fine. I'm just saying you should learn it sometime. So for those who have learned something, because I know there are several people here who know a bit of Vyakarana at least. So for them, just to put it in that way, in Panini and Vyakarana way, so that it is easier for remembering. So if you do not understand this, don't worry. This slide is not required. It is just a repetition of what we did so far. So how we do it? So it is just guna. Just remember, lyut is a pratyaya which allows guna, okay, which is a big thing. So guna is always for igantas, as we know. Ik is e u r l. So yadi igantaha dhatavaha, tarhi gunaha bhavati. Okay. So chi chayanam. So if we know what is guna, it's easier. Guna is ikarasya ekaraha. So chi becomes che. Then you have ayadesha. So ay chayanam. Ni ne nay nayanam. Hu ho hav havanam. Bhu bho bhav bhavanam. Kr guna for r is ar. So karanam. Tr so guna is taranam. So all this is covered with the single step. Igantanam dhatunam gunaha bhavati. Similarly, laghu igupadhanam. Upadha. Upadha is the penultimate letter. So upadhayam laghu varnaha. Hraswaha ikaraha ukaraha rikarova astichet. Tatrapi gunaha bhavati. So likh lekhanam. E becomes A. Tud todanam. Vrit vartanam. So what we did with all these steps is only guna. Gunaha eva krataha nanyat kimapi karyam. Okay, so the only karya for lyut is guna. Since there is no nimitta for vriddhi or guna nishedha, so derivation of forms of lyut are very easy. So gunaha bhavati, gunaha, and these are also nothing specific. Sarvatrapi igantanam gunaha, lagu igupadhanam gunaha. So creed is ikara, it is not hraswa. So laghu upadha. So upadhayam hraswaha ikaraha, hraswaha ukaraha, hraswaha rikaraha chedeva gunaha. Ante hraswasyapi bhavati, dirghasyapi bhavati. Okay. So at the end of the dhatu, either e or e, hraswa or dirgha, the same. But in between, in the upadha, if it is hraswa, we have a. If it is dirgha, we do not have it. Kreedanam, deepanam, etc. You will not have the guna. Laghu igupadhanam gunaha, igantanam gunaha. Okay, so this is just anhama. Mrijehe vriddhihi. Mrijadhatu is special. Sarvatra mrijadhatohu vriddhihi bhavati. That is why we have marjanam. Mrij becomes marj. So we have marjanam. Okay, so this is through the Vyakarana part of it. So if you know the concepts of guna and upadha, so you just have to remember lyut is guna. There is no other karya with lyut. Okay. So that is why the forms are fairly standard and easy. Okay, so I can understand there are several questions. We'll come to it just now. The last thing, I'll finish this off. तत्र एकः श्लोकः अस्ति एकं श्लोकम् अधीत्य अद्यतनवर्गं समापयामः प्रसिद्धः श्लोकः नवविध भक्तिः इत्युच्यते सो भक्ति आर् डिवोशन् इस् आफ् नैन् कैण्ड्स् श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णोः स्मरणं पादसेवनम् अर्चनं वन्दनं दास्यं सख्यम् आत्मनिवेदनम् इति श्लोकः सो दीस् आर् द नैन् कैण्ड्स् आफ् भक्ति श्रवणम् इस् हियरिङ्ग् So we'll see Shru Shravanam. So this is Ukaranta. So somebody asked, how do you get Shravana? Shru becomes Shravana. Like flu becomes Plavana. Shru is the dhatu, so it becomes Shravanam. Okay. Repahasti nakarah asti madhya vakarah atah natvam bhavati shravanam is listening so listening to the deeds of vishnu vishnoho charitasya shravanam kirtanam so kirt iti dhatuh kirtanam iti bhavati so chanting the names of vishnu smr smaranam rikarantah so you have ar smaranam remembering vishnu Pada Sevanam. Siva iti dhatuhu. Sevanam. So Sevanam. Serving the feet of the Lord. Archanam. Archanam is worshipping. Vandanam is bowing down. Saluting the Lord. Dasyam. Dasyam is the feeling of complete surrender to the Lord. So this is not lyut. This is a Kradanta, we will see later. So, Sakhyam, or this is even not Kradanta. Dasasya Bhavaha Dasyam. So, it is Taddhitanta. Sakhyuhu Bhavaha Sakhyam. So, both these are Taddhitanta. Sakhyam is friendship, having a feeling of friendship towards the Lord. Atma Nivedanam. Ni Vidu. So, Vidu becomes Vedanam. So, Nivedanam, offering oneself to the Lord completely. Surrendering to him completely. Atma Nivedanam. So you can see these are all lute. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Atma Nivedanam. So in this shloka also we see all forms of lute. Okay. So Adhyakim Adhitam iti Sankshepena Pashyamaha. A quick review of what we learnt today. Lute Pratyayaha Kriyam Bodhayati iti Drishtavantaha. Tatra ana athava ana iti bhavati lyut pratyaye. Kutra natvam bhavati. Yatra repaha shakaraha rikarova nakarat purvam. So if repa shakara rikara is before the nakara, we have natva. Karanam peshanam. So between these and nakara, if the intervening consonants are one of these, they belong to Kavarga, Pavarga or Hayavara, then also we have Natva. Ranghanam. So between Ra and Na, we have Nga and Gha, which is Kavarga. Kshepanam. Between Sha and Na, we have Pa, which is Pavarga. Brumhanam. So R, Na, between we have Hakara. Okay. So if the intervening letters belong to this, then also we have Natva. If there is any other consonant in between, there is no natva. Okay. Root pratyayanam rupasya sadhanam. Sadhanam is again lyut. It is deriving the forms of lyut. So prayena kim kriyate dhatu plus anam. Pat anam, patanam. Kreed anam, kreedanam. Ityadi. Yadi ikarantaha athava ikarantaha, then you have ayu anam, ayanam. So chi chayanam. Ni nayanam, kri krayanam, shi shayanam. So ukarantaha thava ukarantaschet, you have av anam. So there is an a missing here. Av anam. So bhu bhavanam, shru shravanam, plu plavanam, hu havanam. So if there is rasva ikaraha upantyaha. So before the last letter, if we have the short e, it becomes a. Likh lekhanam. Kship kshepanam, sich sechanam, bhid bhedanam. Evameva ukaraha asti ched okaraha bhavati. Rud rodhanam, budh bodhanam, ghush ghoshanam, bhuj bhojanam. So rikaraha asti ched antyeva upantyeva ar iti bhavati. Kr kar karanam, mr maranam, vridh vardhanam. Krit kartanam. So instead of r, you have to replace it with ar. Okay. Anena lyudantanam rupanam siddhihi bhavati. Okay. So this is all we have for this class. Now, if you have any questions, you can ask. Okay. So those who have questions, please raise your hands. I love you. So before that, I'll just see there were a few questions which I didn't take in between. So, we have already exceeded the time of class. So, those who want to leave can leave. No issues. if you do not want to be bogged off by some of the out of scope questions also, then it's your choice. Okay, so yes. Okay. So there was one question in the beginning, which I already said I'll take last. So there was a question called Ditha or Davitha. If it is not Arthavat, how can it be a Pratipadikam? So it is not that it is not Arthavat. It is Arthavat. There is no Prakriti Pratyaya Vibhaga. That is all I meant. It is not derived due to a meaning. Ditha means that person. Whoever is called that person, he himself is the meaning for that name. So there is a meaning, only you cannot derive it from the word itself. So that is all I meant. So it is still a Pratipadika. Okay. So okay, so now we will take the questions. So please ask your questions. If you have any others, I mean, if I miss any question, you can remind me. Balakrishnan, Mahodaya, Prashna Hastiva?
Prashan Nasti.
Nasti. Okay. Panchanagam.
Swaminathan.
Ha, whatever.
Natvam, gananam, gan, vatu.
Natvam?
Gananam, after ga, comes
to na. It's an original nakara. So there was another question, is nakara always derived from na? Not always. There can be original nakara in the this itself. Gana, the dhatu itself has a nakara. Okay. So that is not derived from natva. So there can be original nakaras, especially in dhatus. So if it is there, you will hear the nakara even without the nimitta, as in refa, shakara or not. It's only when we are converting nakara to nakara that we need to have the refa, shakara or rakara. So the gana dhatu itself has a nakara, so you don't need to convert it. So even without the repa, it is there. So there are a few such things. Okay. Yes. Shobha Nadi.
Prayanam, ayanam, tatapi lyut.
Prayanam is lyut. Yes. Yanam. So yati, yanam. Yanam is going. So prayanam is with this. That is also lyut. Yes. Hmm. So like da, danam, you have ya, yanam. Okay. Venkata Ramanayya.
Earlier in one slide you have told us all Drum Manam.
Yes.
What is the meaning of the word? Adasya Artham.
Which word? Sorry.
Drumhanam.
Drumhanam is to grow. Driha vriddhav. Drahi vriddhav. So it means to grow.
Then you.
Ha. Raj Mohane.
Shri Guru Bhirama. I had a question. Garja, because of R, it became Garjanam. So I'm wondering, Vijrumbhanam, Jru, how does that happen?
What happened, sorry?
Vijrumbhanam.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that, by the R did not come, it remained Jru.
It is not the last but one letter. If you remember, the dhatu is, Jrumbh. So there is bh, before that there is m, and before that there is r. So it is not the penultimate letter. In grij, that is the dhatu is garj, but you see whichever, vrit. So it is t, before it you have r. So what we technically call the upadha. Upadha is the place before the last. So if that is r, then we have the r. But in jrumbh, there is R and after that there are two letters, M and B. So we will not have ar.
Thank you.
Yeah. Raghuram Mohane. Prashna Hastiva, Raghuram Sheshadri Mahade.
Namaste. So, are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Gayanam tat tadeva uktavan. So, gayanam iti vipattihi kaha.
Gayanam iti atra anyaha pratyaya hasti. I think it is a niyutta pratyaya. There is a specific another pratyaya. So, it is used in the sense of gayanaha. It is not used in the sense of singing. It is used in the sense of singer. Okay, so there is a difference. For the lute is ganam. There is a difference, even though we use it this one. So
interchangeably, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but the gayana is actually he who singer. A professional singer is called gayanaha. So gayana is not used for action in this. That is ganam only.
In Kannada, so I have my mother tongue is Kannada, so they use Gayaka, Gayika, right? Gayaki. So, so
Gayaka is there any different? Yeah, Gayaka is a different practice. But in Kannada, yes, we do use Gayana as for singing, but it is actually Gana in Sanskrit, according to the Sanskrit record.
So, you are going to cover that pratyaya as part of this class, right?
The Gayana, no. Because it's a specific pratyaya. We are covering the only the general pratyayas in this. Okay. I mean, it is not possible to cover all the 140. So, we will be taking only the general pratyayas. So, gayanaha is a special pratyaya. So, if you just look up the any dictionary for gayana, you will get this one. So, it is gai and nyutcha is a rule which gives a other pratyaya called nyut. Okay.
Nyut, okay, I will make a note.
Nyut, na, the first letter is na, nyut is the pratyaya.
Dhanyavada, avagatam.
Yeah. Kumar Shankar.
What I don't understand is, this, why do we call it lyut when we are adding an or an?
See, the original dhatu will always have some this. So the lyut is the original pratyaya. There is a lakara there and a takara there, which has its own purposes of either modifying a swara or giving something. And why we get that ana is because the u, wherever there is u, it is replaced by a sutra called yuvor anakau. So the u is replaced by ana. So ana is an adesha.
Okay, what is you?
You in the part of the lyut, it is replaced by ana. Okay. So, in Paninian Prakriya, you don't directly get the final forms. So, there is the, even in the suffixes, there is a original suffix which is replaced by some things. Okay. So, there is always a purpose on why the original suffix is given in a different way. It is generally a generic form. So, there are several suffixes which get this U. So, in all of them, he is replacing it by ana later. U is replaced by ana.
Okay, what is U?
U is the part of lyut. So, in lyut, so the actual pratyaya is lyut. There the two letters are taken off. The L and the T are taken off as it. Okay, so it is another technical term of Panini. The it samya has several uses. So, as we will see in some of the later pratyayas, sometimes it prevents guna or sometimes it brings in vriddhi, sometimes it changes the swara. So, there are several wide ranging purposes for which they are marker letters. It letters are marker letters. So, all pratyayas come, most of the pratyayas come with these marker letters. So, once you take away the marker letters, you have u in lyut. So, the U is replaced later by ana. So, there are other pratyayas also. So, why? So, it is a, as I said, Panini's thing is to make it generic. There are other pratyayas also, like we were talking just now about nyut. Okay. That also takes the ana. Okay. And there are many other pratyayas like liu itself, which also takes ana. So he brings together all of them. He wants to hear the ana, but the original is different because of different purposes. Either the meaning is different, or as we were just discussing about gana and gayanaha, even though you have the ana in both cases, the meaning is totally different because the original is different. If he just says ana everywhere, he cannot differentiate where does it mean the kriya and where does it mean the karta. So the original is different. So to show that there is a difference, even though you are hearing ana, there is a difference in meaning between ganam and gayana. Gana and gayana. Okay.
Okay. That is a question. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
In chi becomes chayanam, right?
Yeah.
So we have added the dana. So can I say that the chi represents the you in the lute? Is that what is meant?
No. See, ana is the pratyaya. Everywhere you have the ana. It is how we are changing the dhatu. The chi is the dhatu. So chi becomes che and it becomes chayu. So chayu anam chayanam. So ana is the lyut. Whereas the chayu is from the dhatu.
Oh, ana is the lyut. Okay.
Yeah. Everywhere ana, what you hear, represents lyut. Everywhere. So it is the dhatu which sometimes changes. So chi becomes chayu. Bhu becomes bhav, likh becomes lekh. So we are changing the dhatu part. The pratyaya is always ana.
So pratyaya is the you.
Yeah, you or lyut. Lyut is the original pratyaya. Yes.
Yeah, with the markers.
Markers, it is lyut. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Kothari.
Yeah. Bhavati uktavati yat lyut pratyayanta padani sarvani napusakalinga padani bhavanti iti. Parantu aham svarami trini padani nyunatinam yojana garjana ghoshana.
There is a, yes, we will come to that later. This lute, okay. We are talking about this bhavartha lute, it is this. So there are several of those where you have the stri pratyaya. There you are adding a different pratyaya also. So,
okay.
So in general, these forms are napumsakalingas. See, lute itself is in several different meanings. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And lingas are also different. So there is a stri adhikara in which again we have this. So this form, this particular thing which we are dealing with are napumsakalingas.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, next. Venkata Raman Iyer. Prashna Hastiva?
Nothing.
Okay. Sharada Vishwanathan?
Bhagi, Aikaranta Gai Tadapi Aganamiti Aikaranta Aka Dwayamapi Samanam
Bhavati. Amam. Satyam. Aikarantam Yadavasti Tata Akarantam Bhavati Tataha Ganam. Yatha Danam Tatha Ganam. Evam Dhyanam Sarvatra Tathaiva.
So akarantam akarantam bhavati.
Aam.
Dvayohapi samana
rupam. Aam. Rupam samanam bhavati.
Hari Om.
Malakondaya Mahalaya. Vadatu.
95% of subantas are derived from dhatus. How we will get the remaining 5% of subantas?
That is, there are some which are underivable, as we were discussing the ditha, davitha, etc. So there are some for which there is no derivation. We call them as the underived pratipadikas. Pratipadikas. Underived pratipadikas.
So there is no declensions for that.
Yes. You cannot derive it further. Say ditha. You cannot split it further and derive it from a dhatu. That is what.
So that only 5% remaining.
May not be 5%. I just want to say it's a minority, a very very rare case. Shama Kulkarni. Prashna Hastiva. Na Shruyate. I can't hear you. Maybe you can type in your question. Maithili.
Thank you. For applying the NASFOM scheme, can you hear me? It's the intermediate conjunct consonant. It's the intervening consonant. It's joint aksharam. If even half is, if there is a, you know, say, a green genome.
So there are two intervening consonants. One is nya, one is nya.
Now, is it necessary that both should belong to the kavarga, pavarga?
Yes. Even if there is one intervening consonant which does not belong to those, that list, then natva is not possible. So any
one or even half?
It is one. I mean, there is no half consonant. I mean,
okay.
Rinjanam is two consonants. So, joint letter is actually two consonants. So, even if there is a single letter in between which does not belong to that set, there is no natva.
Okay. And when we see gunaha in the Panini Sutra, it is the same gunaha as in the sandhi, guna sandhi.
Yes. Guna always means adeng gunaha. A, A and O are called guna in Panini Sutra.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Suryanarayana Mohadev, you have to unmute yourself.
Sarvani Dhatuni.
सर्वे धातवः
धातवः प्रकृतिः एव
यस् आई मीन धातु इज द मोस्ट ओरिजिनल थिंग यू कैन नॉट स्प्लिट अ धातु फर्दर आई मीन द ओरिजिनल धातुस सो या
सो प्रातिपदिकं कदाचित् निष्पन्नं धातु धातवे निष्पन्नं
Pratipadikam dhatohu nishpannam bhavati. So pratipadika is derived from dhatu. In all kradantas, we are converting the dhatu into pratipadika. Yes. Dhatohu pratipadikam nishpannam bhavati.
Nishpannam. So, praye dhatu dhatuhu parihaya padam va prakrutisya?
No. Pariyaya padam. Dhatuhu prakritihi, pratipadikam api prakritihi. Pratipadika is the prakriti for subanta. Tingantasya dhatuhu prakritihi itteva. It is not a pariyaya. Prakriti is of two kinds. I mean, not only of two, it could be others also. Generally, I mean, the main prakritis are either dhatu or pratipadika.
Another thing, can you please point out the sutra number of, that is relevant to this natva and natva?
And the sutras, they start with 841, Rashabhyam Nona Samana Pade, and following. So there are several sutras for natva, it is not one or two. So the first, the two major sutras are Rashabhyam Nona Samana Pade and Atkupvangnam Vyavayati, which is 841 and 842. Anyani Sutrani Santi.
Vyukya Duktam Tadantare Maheshara Sutrani Akshara the way you codified it, lute, is it has got anything to do with the Maheshara Sutra? Because Hayavarata Lana. So
lute
like that.
Does not have, no. Lute does not have anything to do with the Maheshara Sutras itself.
lute.
It is just a pratyaya which is given that way. Yeah.
You said something. You is a nishpanna.
Yes. I mean, that's what you'll, maybe you'll understand it. You have lute. From lute, you get ana. So there is itsamya and there is, so it comes in, I mean, in this course we are not going into detail about that. So don't worry about that for now. So there is
you. Because the arbitrariness.
There is no.
Yeah, because arbitrariness around this, maybe if you can explain
no
that.
There is no arbitrariness at all. So the thing is, you'll have to go deeper into grammar if you want to know the final things. And this course, unfortunately, is not at that depth. Maybe when we do something in the Siddhanta Kaumudi or the Ashtadhyayi, when we go into Kridantas, we should obviously go into deep about this. But not possible in this course. Yeah. Because, I mean, for that, I'll have to do everything about the Paninian grammar. We'll have to start from the beginning in the Ashtadhyayi. So, which is not possible here. That's it.
Dhanyavada.
Yeah. Venkateshwaran Mahalaya. Prashna Hasti. Okay. You muted yourself. I think you have to unmute yourself.
If you see in the last class, in the diagram, you had shown if you add Sripratyaya to Dhatu, you get Pratipadikam.
Yes.
Subantam, you get Pratipadikam. Pratipadikam, and you indicated Samasaha.
Right.
Samasaha itself is a Pratipadikam, it's a compound word. And it is not an action, isn't it?
I never said it's action. It is that you are getting it from Subantas. So from Subantas, you are getting back to Subantas. You join two Subantas, you get back a Pratipadika, and you that goes back to being a Subanta. There is no question of action.
Hi, thank you.
So some questions which I had missed in between. There is a question, yatra yatra nakaraha drishyate tatra sarvatra natvena va iti vaktum shakyate va nasti prakritya nakaraha bhavati yatra drishtam gana ityadishu dhatushu prakritya natvam bhavati. Okay, any other questions which I have left? Or else we'll stop today. We have overshot our thing by half an hour. So, okay. Dhanyavadaha. Agrivarge milamaha. Gurureva gatir gurumeva bhaje gurunaiva sahasminamo gurave na guroh paramam shishurasmi guror matirasti gurau mamapahi guro.